Last time we discussed the issa of rechitza for an avel, Rabbi Shiva, and by extension, Mishum Minhag, Rabbi Shloshim, according to the Ramah. Aaron had asked a question toward the end of the last Chabura, which threw me off slightly, I'm not sure why. But the answer to that question wasn't really relevant to the point we were making. The point we were making was that there is a difference between the geder of rechitza for an avel as opposed to the geder of the issur rechitza on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. On Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, the issur rechitza is broader and includes even a single aver, even bitzonim. So on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to wash yourself at all, even a small part of the body in cold water. For an avel is allowed to wash panav yad v'raglav bitzonim. And therefore, I pointed out that as opposed to Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, where we are machmir for Netilas Yadayim to only wash Netilas Yadayim Shel Shachris up to the knuckles, that's not relevant when it comes to an Avil, because for an Avil there's no Isser of Rechitza B'Tzonein for Panav Yad V'Raglav anyway, so it's Heter Gamor even without a reason to wash your hands without thinking twice. So that's really what Rabbi Yeruchim says, or the exact basis of the Minog of restricting the Netilas Yadayim on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av to a small part of the finger is really irrelevant to the fact that an Avel isn't so prescribed. Okay, on that point, which you just mentioned, and this will be relevant to other things we'll discuss as well, the famous Briskarov in Tanis, who notes the difference or the fused nature of Isurei Tisha B'Av, which is distinct on some level from Yom Kippur and Avelis. Namely, the Gemara says in Psachim Daf Medalad Amibes, the Gemara quotes, Ein Bein Tisha B'Av L'Yom Kippurim Ela Shezes Veko Aser V'Zes Veko Mutter. The Gemara quotes that the only difference between the Nihugim of Tisha B'Av and the Nihugim of Yom Kippur, the restrictions, that which we call Inuyim on Yom Kippur, the Yisr Rechitza, the Yisr Sicha, the Yisr Nilas Asandal, etc. The only difference between its application on Yom Kippur and the application on Tisha B'Av is that Sveiko Aser versus Sveiko Mutter. Safek Inuyim on Yom Kippur is Aser, Safek on Tisha B'Av is Mutter. Gemara says, Misayel Reb Lazar, the Amr Reb Lazar, Aser Lala Adam Sheyoshet Esbo B'Mayim B'Tisha B'Av, Gemara says that supports the Memar of Reb Lazar, who equates the scope of the Issur Rechitza on Yom Kippur on Tisha B'Av to the scope of the Issur Rechitza on Yom Kippur, just as on Yom Kippur the Issur Rechitza is so broad as to even prohibit sticking a single finger in cold water. That applies to Tisha B'Av as well. Then we were asked, what about the following? Ein Bein Tisha B'Av L'Tanya Sibur, Ela Shezeh Aser Rasiyas Malacha V'Zeh Mutter, Rasiyas Malacha B'Makam Shenagu, Halachal Dereim Zeh V'Zeh Shavin, V'Ila Gabi Tanya Sibur, Tanya Kish Amr Aser B'Chitul Amr Ela Kol Gufo, Pani Yad Ragal Is Mutter, Amr Papa Tanya Kuli Kuli Kslani, we're only talking about the relative kulos of Tisha B'Av relative to Yom Kippur. But the Briskarov points out in his Chidushim on the Rambam in Tanis, the first piece, that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, there are two elements, two aspects of the Nihugim, the Isurim on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a fusion of both a Tanis Tzibur and Avelis. So there are certain, in most situations, both of these elements converge. There are certain Isurim that are Aser for two reasons. On Tisha B'Av, you have the element of Inuyim, like Tanya Sibur, like Yom Kippur, and you also have elements of Avelus, as we have in Tanya Sdablam, and called Mitzvah Hanehugas Ba'Avel, Nagas B'Tisha B'Av. So the Suri Avelus apply in Tisha B'Av as well. Tisha B'Av, certain things are us in Tisha B'Av for two reasons, both because of Avelus and because of Tanya Sibur. So Rechitza on Tisha B'Av is Aser both because an Avel is Aser Rechitza, and it's also Aser because of Tanis Ibor, just like on Yom Kippur, it's Aser Berechitza. So the Isser of Hashatas Etzba B'Mayim on Tisha B'Av is a function of the Tanis Sibor Halacha, the Tanis Sibor aspect, not of the Avelus aspect. And Avelus Mutter L'Hashat Etzba B'Mayim. So if Tisha B'Av is only Mishav Avelus, then it would be mutter to be Moshe to spell b'mayim at Tisha B'Av. But that's not true, because Tisha B'Av has elements both of Avelos and of Atanas Tzibur. So therefore, the Isra Hashatas et b'mayim at Tisha B'Av is because of the Atanas Tzibur aspect, not the Avelos aspect. Okay. Let's talk now about Sicha, which is Sif Beis in Simon Shin Pei Aleph. Sicha Ketzad. Asir lasach afila kol shehu im mechavin l'tanug, aval imhu lahavir zuama mutter. So sicha for tanug is asir, sicha lahavir zuama, to get rid of sweat, is mutter. Dein sarach lomer, mishim refuah, kigon sheyesh l'chatat v'rosho, for medicinal purposes, sicha is going to be mutter as well. Okay, so to what extent is the geder of sicha for an avel different than the geder of the isra sicha on Yom Kippur? The Gemara that we quoted earlier for Mechitza in Yuma Ayin Zayin talks about sicha as well. Let's read it again. Yuma Ayin Zayin Amabez, Tana Rabbanan, Aser Lirchos Mixas Gufa Chol Gufa, Antisha Bav is Aser to wash even part of your body. Viva Yamuluchlach Betid Betzar Rochis Kedarka Benachoshesh, but if you are dirty, you're allowed to wash off the dirt. Asir lasach mitzas gufa chokol gufa. On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to anoint, you're not allowed to rub shemen to be tzach, even part of your body. V'mayachola osha hayilu chatas mirosha, but if he's sick or he has some kind of a condition in his hair, tzach kedarka v'enechoshish, he's allowed to do that in the normal fashion. So what is the basis of the heter for chola or chatat b'rosho on Yom Kippur? So at first glance, from the juxtaposition of the Gemara, you would have said that it's parallel to titvitzoa. So rechitza is mutter for titvitzoa, sicha is mutter for chatat b'rosho. So just as rechitza is mutter for titvitzoa, why? Because this is Yisua, Yerushalmi, that's not considered a rechitza shel tanug. The same thing is true for sicha, that if you're being sach for medical condition or to remove the chatat and l'rosho, that's not a sicha shel tanuk. And a sicha that's not shel tanuk would be mutter on Yom Kippur. So that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos ayin zayin amin aleph in Yuma, diber maskel minayin. Tosfos assumes that the heter for chola or chatat marosho is that it's not considered to be a sicha shel tanug. A sicha she'ena shel tanug is mutter on Yom Kippur, just like rechitza she'ena shel tanug is mutter on Yom Kippur as well. Okay, Tosfos ayin zayin amud aleph, dibur maskel minayin, the heter for chatat marosho is because that's not considered a sicha shel tanug. Sicha she'ena shel tanug is mutter on Yom Kippur. However, the Rambam writes as follows. The Rambam, Paragimel, Shvisas Asur, Halachates. Paragimel, Shvisas Asur, Halachates. Asur lasuch, nixas gufa, chakol gufo. You're not allowed to be sach, even part of your body. Bein sicha shel tanug, bein sicha she'ena shel tanug. You're not even allowed to be sach, a sicha she'eino shel tanuk. V'imay achola, afa pi she'ein ba sakana, o she'esh l'chatat v'rosho, sach kedarko, v'eino choshesh. The Rambam is clear that the heter of chola or chatat v'rosho is not because it's a sicha she'eino shel tanuk. Because the Rambam is explicit that even a sicha she'eino shel tanug is asur on Yom Kippur. It's a separate category, separate exclusion of chola she'ein bo sakana. Chola she'ein bo sakana is mutter to be sach on Yom Kippur, but that's not a function of it being a sicha she'eino shel tanug. Okay, so according to the Tosfos again, the reason that there's a heter for a chola is because that's considered a sicha she'eino shel tanug. Sicha she'eino shel tanug is mutter. According to the Rambam, sicha she'eino shel tanug is usher, and there's just a separate heter for a chola. Now this may have to do with the Yerushalmi that the Agos Maimonides is Mitzayin here in Os Mem. There are different Gersos in the Yerushalmi, but the way we have the Yerushalmi printed, B'yom HaKippurim, Bein Sicha Shehi Shel Tanug, Bein Sicha She'eino Shel Tanug, Aser. So, in Yom Kippur, according to this line of the Yerushalmi, Sichas Aser, even Sicha She'eino Shel Tanug. On Tisha B'Av, or regular Tanah Sibur, Sicha She'eino Shel Tanug Mutter. So according to this Yerushalmi, which corroborates the Rambam's position here, on Tisha B'Av, Sichas Aser, even She'eino Shel Tanug, and Chola is a separate exclusion. And Tosfos will have to say that if you have this version of the Yerushalmi, Tosfos will have to say that the Yerushalmi is against the Bavli. Tosfos understood in our Gemara on Ayin Zayin and Yuma that the reason for the heter of a chola is because that's a sicha she'eino shel tanug. Sicha she'eino shel tanug is mutter Yom Kippur. So Tosfos would have to understand, presumably, that the Bavli here is against the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says sicha she'eino shel tanug is aser, and the Bavli says sicha she'eino shel tanug is mutter. Now, why would you distinguish, according to the Rambam, what emerges, is that there's a fundamental difference between the Isser Rechitza on Yom Kippur and the Isser Sicha on Yom Kippur. The Isser Rechitza on Yom Kippur applies only to Rechitza Shel Tanug. The Isser Sicha applies even to a Sicha She'eino Shel Tanug. Why would you distinguish? Rabbeinu Manoach here suggests that the situation in which the Gemara is matir rechitza on Yom Kippur, namely tit b'tzoa, is a common situation. People always get dirty. It's normal to be dirtied with tit b'tzoa, and the normal response to that is to wash the area. So it's readily apparent to anyone, to any observer, that if a person is washing off tit b'tzoa, that's not considered a Rechitza Shel Tanug, and anyone would understand that they're only rinsing off the dirt. As opposed to Sicha, Sicha is something that's normally done with Tanug, almost definitionally. Sicha is something done by people in certain social circles, people who are typically rich, and it's not typically done to clean off or to remove dirt or the equivalent. So if a person is being Sach, Lahavir Esazuama, or the like, it's not readily apparent that that is Eino Shel Tanug, and therefore it's going to be Aser on Yom Kippur unless there's a Chola situation. That's what Rabbeinu Manoach suggests to explain the Rambam's distinction between Rechitza and Sicha. Rambam writes in Hilchos Taniyos, Perek Hei Halacha Yud. Here we're talking about Tisha B'Av. Aser B'Sicha Shel Tanug. So in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the Rambam says it's Aser B'Sicha Shel Tanug. So again, Yom Kippur is Aser B'Sicha Shel Tanug V'Sheinu Shel Tanug, according to the Rambam. Tisha B'Av is Aser B'Sicha Shel Tanug. Then he writes, Sicha Shel Tanug B'Nila Sasana B'Tasha Shemita Kiyom HaKippurim. What's that Kiyom HaKippurim? That's not like Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim, even Sicha She'enu Shel Tanug is Aser. And here, the Rambam and Tisha B'Av is only Asering Sicha Shel Tanug. Lech HaMishnah is bothered by this. Lech HaMishnah leaves out the Tzarach Iyun. Doesn't sound like it's B'dikduk. Lest the Ki Yom Kippur isn't going in every Prat. Lech HaMishnah leaves out the Tzarach Iyun. How do we paskin in Hilchas Tisha B'Av? Mechaber Simen Tav Kuf Nadal Sif Tesvav. Simen Tav Kuf Nadal Sif Tesvav. Mechaber writes Sicha Ein Asura Shel Tanug, like we just saw in the Rambam. And Tisha B'Av, the only Sicha that's Asura Shel Tanug. Avamishi Yeshel Chatatim Berosho Sach Kedarko Veino Choshesh. Again, in Hilchas, Yom Kippur, Sichas Aser, Bein Shel Tanug, Bein Shein Shel Tanug, according to the Rambam. In Avelus, that's the Gemara Meikata, and Lahavir Zizua Maz Mutter, Ein Shel Tanug. And Tisha B'Av, the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, that if it's Eino Shel Tanug, it's Mutter. What about Lahavir Zizua Ma on Tisha B'Av? Their halacha there, again, Simon Tavkuf Nadalis, if that's what, paskins, that Sicha Lahavir Sazuama on Tisha B'Av is mutter, just as it is Be'avelos. We quote Achronim that are cholik on that. That you should be mafmir to treat Tisha B'Av like Yom Kippur. To Aser, Sicha Lahavir Sazuama. Most common application of this is deodorant. Rabbi Willig paskins that a person should not use deodorant on Tisha B'Av. The Dirshim Mishabrua quotes that B'Shem Rav Eliashiv, and he quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe were makel on using deodorant on Tisha B'Av. Got Avelus, it was stand that you should be makel. Avelus, Lahavir, Sazuama is clearly mutter. Tisha B'Av, that's Machlok Sachronim. Avelus, that's Beferish, Lahavir, Sazuama is mutter. In the Yisodei Smachas, Rabbi Felder writes that an Avel should only use deodorant if he's sweating a lot and should use unscented deodorant. I'm not sure if that's consistent with what we quoted before from Ramosha, Rishem Ramosha, that even on Tisha B'Av you could use deodorant. Tisha B'Av, if anything, would be more harmful than an Avel. I'm not sure. In Sif Hei, we have Nidash in Izdamna, Zman Tfilasa Bimei Evla, Eino Tavela. So a woman doesn't go to the mikveh Lini Dusa on during Avelis, during Shiva. After all, Mikra Adin, Tfila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah, and Tashish is Aser anyway. The Ramah says, V'chol Shekein She'ena Rechetzes Lilbosh Levanim, that a woman shouldn't even wash herself to do a Hefzik Tara. Aval Miyad Acher Zayin, Afa Bishenagu Iser Rechitzik Olamid, Mikol Mokam Himu Teres, Rakshet Tashan Rechitzik Sas. But for Hefzik Tara, during Shloshim, we're Mekel. The Taz in Sivkatan Beis, the Shach in Sivkatan Gimel, are Mefakbek on the Tzak of the Ramah, and they both conclude that a woman during Shiva could wash herself minimally in order to perform a Hefzik Tara. Not to take a full bath or full shower, but just to rinse out Osa Makom in the minimal way that would enable a Hefzik Tara, Tzarech Mitzvah, not a full-fledged rechitza. So the Taz and the Shach are Mekel on that. Tefillah, obviously not, but to rinse out the area in order to perform a Hefzik Tara, they're Mekel on. Okay, what about makeup and jewelry during Shiva? Mechaber writes in Sifav, Isha lo techacho v'lo tefarkes v'mei evlo, so she shouldn't put on makeup. Shekol elu asurim kerechitza. Subas dalet amin beis. Ve'eshes ish eina asura ala toch Shiva, aval acha Shiva mutares bakol kadei shelo tiskan al baila. Kala shira evil toch shoshim yom lechupasa mutaris eskashahed afilu toch zayin. Bulgaras shira avil kevin shamedesi nase mutaris bekichol pirkus. Aval lesur brachitzas kam in kolgufa. Nara vel asur afilu bekichol upirkus. Okay, so as far as makeup, says in Shulchan Aruch that a married woman is allowed to apply makeup during Shloshim Shelo Tiskana Al Baila. And a Bogeres, who is looking to get married, is Mutter even Tok Shiva. How was Mutter Tov Shiva? And a Bogeres, who was of the age when she was looking to get married, would be Mutter Tov Shiva as well. Come back to that in a moment. What about jewelry? Doesn't talk about the Shulchan Aruch. Here the Gemara says in Ksuvah Staf Dalid, Ein monin tachshitin min akala kol shoshim yom. So we don't prevent a kala from wearing jewelry for the entire period of Shloshim. Mashma, that heter is only for a kala. The Rosh points out, the Rosh in Siman Vav during Ksuvos, and the Ra'ah, the Rav Yevadia quotes, they point out that the Chiddush of Gemara there is Dafka Tov Shiva. So after Shiva, every married woman is allowed to wear jewelry as an extension of Kichul Pirkos Shelo Tiskan Al Baila. That's only during Shiva. During Shiva, a regular married woman would be Aser. A Kala would be Mutter. Sitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Aleph, Simen Ayin Gimel. Sitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Aleph, Simen Ayin Gimel. Was asked about the application of the Stin of Bogeris, Bisman Azeth. The Gemara, a woman who's a Bogeris, a woman who's 12 years old, is already looking to get married. Nowadays, in most of our circles, women are willing to get married at the age of 12. So what's the application of this halacha that we're more makeup for bogeres to put on makeup, maybe wear jewelry, during Shiva? But since Eliezer Paskins, that a woman is of the age where she's holding by looking to get married, is considered Belgaris. But nowadays, you wouldn't apply this kula to a 13-year-old girl. Rav Avadya writes 16 or 17. Once a girl is 16 or 17, bismanenu, then, at least for Rav Avadya, that's someone who's beginning to look to get married and we're more mekel. Ba'ad HaShulchan here is more mekel. Ba'ad HaShulchan Sivkata Menvav thinks, oh, this is Din of the Gemara. The Gemara says a Bogeres is Mutares. So we don't make Hashmodos. It's not necessarily societal. In fact, the Messiah has changed. Gemara says it's Mutter. It's Mutter. What about jewelry, which is not discussed anywhere beferish in Shulchan Aruch? So Tzitz Eliezer writes in that same tshuva, quoting a sefer Ruach Chaim, that the fact that women have a practice not wearing jewelry during Avelos has a source. What's the source? The pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, Vayisabalu, Veloshasu Ishad Yoalav. So in the Avelos, after Cheda Egel, so to speak, Avelos, in the state that B'nai Yisrael were in, literally, they didn't wear their crowns. Didn't wear their jewelry. So that's smuchin for the practice of Avelos not wearing jewelry. Rabbi Willy points out, Amordechai Quintris al Ella Simon Aleph Othei, that we don't find explicitly anywhere a restriction on jewelry among the Dvar Masurim for an Avel. So what do you do with that Gemara in Ksubis, Ein Monin Tachshit Minakala? So he points out, there's a Mordechai Moi Katan, Simon Tav Tav Kuf Kuf Dalit, Tav Tav Kuf Kuf Dalit, words as follows, Tachshitin Mashma Filo Havara Seyar, Dunami Tachshitin. So Tachshitin doesn't mean necessarily jewelry, it means removing hair. According to that, maybe there's no real source for not wearing rings during Avelos, or not wearing jewelry. Yisodei Smochus writes that an Avel should not wear any jewelry during Shiv except for a wedding band. These matter wedding band. And Rosh Hefter says that a woman should not wear jewelry or rings during Shiva. Simon Shin Pei Beis discusses the Isser of Ne'ilas HaSandal. Also, Ne'ilas HaSandal, Dafka Shel Or. So the Isser applies to leather. Aval B'Ampalya Shel Beged, O Shel Gemi, O Shel Seyar, O Shel Eitz, all other materials, Mutter. She'ein Minol Shel Or, She'ein Minol Shel Or, Vim Shel Eitz, Mechupa, or Usser, so if it's covered with leather, even though it's not all leather, that's considered leather. The Isser applies to leather shoes. How do we know there's an Isser Nila Sander von Avel? That's the Gemara Tetzvav and Mebeis, Pasuk in Yecheska, which is the source of many of the Nihugi Avelis. V'nalayach tasim raglayach, v'nalayach tasim raglecha, mechlal v'kuli al-maser. Yecheskel is told to wear shoes. Mashma, everyone else who's an Avel doesn't wear shoes. The Ramban writes, and that's the source of the Mechaber that we just wrote, that we also learn out together from Yom Kippur. Just like Yom Kippur is Aser Bishal Or, Ein Minal Elishal Or, so too for an Avel. Father Shulchan the Biurim here has the following comment. Lashon HaRambam, Perek Gimel, Shmisas Asur, Halacha Zayin. Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin. Rambam writes, Asur Lino Ninil Vesandal, Afil Birago Achas. So on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wear a shoe, even if it's only at 1 foot. Says Rabbeinu Manoach, just as by Rechitz and Sicha, it's Asur, even Be'ever Echad, you're not allowed to wash one hand, so you're also not allowed to wear a shoe on 1 foot. It says about the Shulchan, you could have argued, if that's the reason, maybe that doesn't apply to an Avil. Because an Avil, you are allowed to wash one hand. There is no Isser of Rechitza for Panayot the Ragel. You can wash two hands. So if you're allowed to wash one hand, maybe you could wear one shoe. But he acknowledges no one says it. But the geder of Ne'ilas HaSandal on for an Avil may be different than for Yom Kippur. And we'll see the reasons for those Rishonim that are Mathmar, the geder of Yom Kippur, would presumably not apply to an Avil. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Kuvbeis HaMeveis, in Mitzvah Chalitza, Echad min of a sandal, the anpalia, lo yitayel behem, lo mi bais a bais velo mi mita lemita. You're not allowed to wear a minnow, or a sandal, or an anpalia, or a slipper, on Yom Kippur. I'm rabbi, it is be kasisi mishim tanub. I'm only rabbi, mishim tanub, lo minnow, be abakipur mi asiri. So, is that true, that you could have a shoe which isn't made out of leather, but is a comfortable shoe, that would be us or Yom Kippur, is that true? The Rabbi Barifuna Kara Sudra Akari Benafik. The Rabbi Barifuna would wrap a sudra around his leg and walk out in Yom Kippur. The Gemara is a Havamina that even a Paya Shel Or is Usher, even a Paya Shel Beg is Usher, even a slipper not made out of leather is also Yom Kippur because Tanit will amin al zasser. Because if you have a piece of footwear that gives you comfort, even if it's not made out of leather, it's usher. And the Gemara seems to reject that and say, no, there's no raya. It could be that the isser is only if you have a minol, and even if it's tanug, below minol would still be mutter. So Rav Rishonim assume, like what seems to be the Maskanas of Gemara, that the Isser on Yom Kippur is only if you have something that's a minol, and Tanud below minol, if you have something that is comfortable, but it's not a halachic minol, it's not made out of leather, it's mutter on Yom Kippur. That's what the Nimuka Yosef writes, for example, Lama Gibla Min Alef Bedape Rif in Yevamos, Lama Gibla Min Alef Bedape Rif, Dibra Maskel Ban Palya, V'shamina mina, the kosha eino kari nal, whatever is not halachically a nal, kigon bate shokayim shel beged, socks made out of cloth, is mutter b'Yom Kippur. That's what the Taz writes l'halacha. Orachayim simen tuf reish yodalus of katan aleph, tuf reish yodalus of katan aleph, the Isra on Yom Kippur is only leather shoes. And he says that's what all the Rishonim assume, with the exception of the Balamor and the Smak. However, the Bach argues, the Bach is Medayik of the Nemuka Yosef. The Nemuka Yosef says, the Nemuka Yosef's conclusion is, that therefore, if a person is sick, he can wear slippers that are made out of leather, mashma, that if he's not sick, then he shouldn't. He doesn't say it's mutter l'chachila. So the Bach is machmir, that absent a medical situation, you shouldn't wear shoes on Yom Kippur that are comfortable, even if they're not made out of leather. What about the Rambam? So the Rambam writes Gimel Zayin. Shvisas Asur. Asur Linol Minol Visandel Afilu Bragalachas. You can wear a sandal made out of other materials. You can wrap a piece of material around your foot and walk out with it. Because even if you have that material, you can still feel the koshi ares and feel that you're barefoot. So on the one hand, the Rambam is matir, a slipper made out of rubber or other materials. But then the Rambam writes that it's mutter where you feel the koshi aretz. That sounds like the Rambam is paskening that tanug blood minel is usser. That if the shoe is comfortable, then even if it's not a halachic shoe, it's still usser in Yom Kippur. Problem is that the Rambam quotes that very raya of the Gemara that the Gemara used to reject this position. The case of Karach Begel Raglav. That was the Gemara's raya that Tanug Laminal is Mutter. Unless for the Rambam, Tanug and Argashas Karach are two different things. And Tanug Laminal is only Mutter where there's still some Argashas Karach. Mishabura writes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av Tafrei Shadalus of Katan Hay, Tafrei Shadalus of Katan Hay, V'yesh me'achronim shemachmirim shal'eitz afilu eina mechufa, or if there are those achronim that are machmir, even if you have a proper shoe not made out of leather, v'chein yesh machmirim shalo latzit b'min ala asli milavadim v'yasikin v'shalanu then those that are machmir not to wear a proper shoe or slipper where you don't feel the koshi aretz. Mishabura said, better to be machmir if possible. If you have to walk outside, so better to walk outside with a non-leather slipper than a leather shoe, obviously. But if you're not walking outside, better to be machmir even though maker din. It's hard to require it because most of the shoe and most of the chodim are mako. As long as it's not leather, it's mutter. Rav Shechter quotes from the Rav, printed in Nefesh Harav, page Reishiyud, that on Yom Kippur, the Rav thought you should be machmir like the Rambam, to require feeling koshi aretz, and not to wear any shoe or slipper, even not made out of leather, that's going to prevent the feel of koshi aretz. That's all when it comes to Yom Kippur, where the barometer is inun. And then there's a discussion of tanug lamino. What about Tisha B'Av? So Mishmur writes, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Simen Tav Kuf Nun Dalis of Katan Lamed. Simen Tav Kuf Nun Dalis of Katan Lamed. That if you have a shoe or a slipper, even if it protects your foot, even if it looks like a shoe, it's mutter because Mino is only Shel Or. Nevertheless, in the Dirshe Mishnah Brua, they quote from Rishon Zalman and Rav Vosner and Rav Eliashiv, who paskin that one should be machmir even on Tisha B'Av to not use comfortable shoes, even non-leather, because there's no inoy involved. You don't experience inoy with such shoes. So again, based on what we said from the Brisker of before, on Tisha B'Av you have elements both of Avelus and of Inu Yatan and Sibur. Then you could consider being Machmir on Tisha B'Av like Yom Kippur because of the Yom Kippur-like element of Tisha B'Av. that what's more difficult to understand is the Divrei Sofrim here, who writes with an explanation that you should be machmir for an avel, a machmir tovel of bracha, just like on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, I understand why you'd be machmir. You'd be machmir on Tisha B'Av because there are elements of Tanis Sibur, of the Inu Yom Kippur. But that doesn't exist by an avel, so if this definition of a shoe is leather, then the fact that we're machmir on Tisha B'Av doesn't mean that you should be machmir on for an avel. Balei Shulchan writes like this, Sifkat and Hay and the Biurim, that there's no need to be machmir for a non-leather shoe for an avel. An avel could wear without reservation any non-leather shoe, even if it's comfortable, even if it's a normal type shoe. So Rabbi Karp in his new Sefer, Chelek Aleph, page Shin Kaf Tes to Shin Lamed, Paskin said it's appropriate to be machmir, even though he has the same cheshbin and the Ikar Adin, there's no problem for an avel. He thinks he should be machmir not to use a shoe, a synthetic shoe, that is shaped like a regular shoe that you would normally wear. Because maybe that is the din of a minnow. Sounds like independent of the cheshbin of karka or tanag la minnow, even if all you need is a strictly defined minnow to be usher, he seems to suggest that if you have something that's worn normally as a normal shoe, even if it doesn't have leather, maybe that is the din of a minnow. He says you hear that from Ovel Yashiv. I'm not sure what that means. If you have, let's say, a canvas sneaker, so it depends on the person. If the person would normally wear a canvas sneaker on a regular day, so then for him that's a minnow, but for someone who wouldn't normally wear a canvas sneaker, not, or because it's a tzur of a shoe, then definitionally that's called a minnow, I'm not sure. Okay, I'll stop here, and next time we'll move on to Shin Pei Gimel, Harchakos, Shin Pei Dalet, Talmud Torah.